Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the I Want More Action podcast. And today we're going to G.I. Joe Land. What are we doing, Frank?
G.I. Joe Land indeed, Chris. And so today we're doing Snake Eyes. And again, these synopses are pulled straight from IMDb. And I kid you not, this is the official synopsis on IMDb for G.I. Joe Origins Snake Eyes. A G.I. Joe spinoff centered around the character of Snake Eyes.
Oh, that tells us everything. I'm glad that you read that. the intricate plot.
Wow.
Came out in 2021 this year, directed by Robert Schwenk, starring Henry Golding, Iko Uwais, and Samara Weaving. So why don't you give us a real synopsis, Frank?
A real synopsis. Okay, so let's see. So this movie starts with Snake Eyes as a kid, and this, like, I guess a gangster guy kills his dad, and Snake Eyes makes it his entire life's journey to get revenge on this guy. Leading him to this Japanese gangster, I forgot his name, we'll call him Japanese gangster bad guy. And he basically
Yakuza.
Says, Yakuza boss. So the guy goes, okay, come work for me, I need a guy like you. So he goes and works for this guy because he says, I'm going to help you basically find the guy who killed your dad. While there, he meets another guy, we'll call him Japanese good boy, no, I don't know.
We'll call him Shadow of Before the Storm.
Yeah, Shadow Before the Storm. And there, basically, he ends up saving his life because the bad Yakuza boss wants to kill him because apparently he is going to be a leader of an ancient clan, and he basically took it over from the Yakuza boss, was supposed to be the leader of the clan, but he got exiled long ago, and so he wants to kill him. But Snake Eyes feels bad for him, and so he saves his life, and he gains Storm Before the Shadow's trust. And he basically, Storm Before the Shadow brings Snake Eyes to his little clan mansion in Japan, and tells him, hey, join me, we're going to bring, like, ninjas into the future or whatever. But little do they know that Snake Eyes has other plans, and betrayal is afoot, and very predictable scenes ensue, and that's really it. And a bunch of sword fighting and ninja stuff going on.
So what do you think of Snake Eyes as a whole? Not his hole.
not that hole. I know, Snake Eyes is a weird one. It's like, I didn't hate it, but I didn't like it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's watchable, but it's not really that entertaining, but it's not boring either. It really is like middle of the lane. It's a step above mediocre. I'll say that. It's like a step above mediocre. It's the best way I can put it.
It's watchable.
It's watchable. Yeah. It's a little bit more than watchable. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
but see, lots of things are watchable. Are entertaining.
But, like, some parts really are truly entertaining. But, like, there's a lot of it that just drags and it's like, you wonder, like, so is this movie for kids or kind of adults? Like, who's the true audience of this
movie? It's really violent. Like, yeah, I get the fact that, you know, they cut a lot of blood and stuff out, but the movie itself is really, really violent.
Yeah, it's really violent and it's really serious, and then they're trying to go get the magic rock. You know what I mean? And then it gets kind of goofy, and it's like, well, then is this, like, serious? Is it, like, fun? Like, I don't know. It kind of has mixed tones throughout the film.
So, you know, this is a rough one to even talk about because I don't know if I like it or not.
Right? It's weird. Usually we know.
It didn't bore me, but like you said, like, it. There's no really good action scenes.
No.
Until, like,
and even the end, even the end, movie. And even the end, even the quote unquote good ones, they're like okay.
Yeah.
Like they're not terrible, but like when you really watch them, you're like, I am watching, it's good, but like, why is this good? Like, why do I even care? Like, why do I not, you know what I mean? Like, what is so special about what I'm watching? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's hard to put your finger on it because it's just, again, it just feels so mediocre at the end, but it's just a little bit better than that. A little bit better than that.
Well, another issue is Henry Golding is, oh man, he's a horrible actor.
Yeah, you know,
wooden portrayal of Snake Eyes. It's supposed to be a character that doesn't talk and stuff, but in this movie, he's playing like a regular guy. He's not playing
He should have not been able to talk. Even if it was like a vow of silence or something, like whatever it was, like he should not have been speaking. Or if he was going to speak, make it like a couple of lines and that's it. Because yeah, the more talking the guy does, the less it's like the more the character like falls apart.
Yep.
I think the illusion of the movie falls apart basically, where you're like, oh, you're really trying to act here,
whining and complaining and making stupid faces, and it's like. Yeah. Why don't you're Snake Eyes? Like, you're the guy I'm supposed to root for under the mask?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he kills the illusion. That's one thing about this movie. It totally kills the illusion of Snake Eyes. Like, why you like the character.
Yeah, it was supposed to build the mystery with this, not totally tear it apart and, like, make it non-existent. Because, like, now you know who the character is, and you're not expecting him to ever, like,
join. A whiny little bitch, and you're like, ah, man. Like, out of all the origin G.I. Joe, why Snake Eyes, right? Like,
yeah,
the guy that you don't want to know the background story to.
You know what it is? Because on the surface, that's what everybody likes, ninjas. Like, he was a big character growing up because he was a ninja, right? That's what every kid wanted.
The coolest character. So they're like, we need to make the coolest character into a movie.
Exactly, exactly.
Let's ruin the coolest character by making a movie out of it.
That's what I'm saying. Let's ruin all the mystery and the suspense behind the character by just having some blatant, like, some like, blatant fucking origin story about, I don't know. And healthy with his dad, too. It's played very, like, hand-fisted. Like, everything he does is to get revenge on this guy until he doesn't care anymore. You know what I mean? Like, he makes every life decision, and at the end, he just gives it up in one moment. Like,
it's funny, because it's just as much of a Storm Shadow origin story as it is a Snake Eyes origin.
In a way, it's more of a Storm Shadow origin
story. Yeah, you follow him a lot, actually.
You follow him. He has more going on in terms of character development and, like, what he's doing than
He has, like,
Snake
all
Eyes.
This inner turmoil and stuff about,
Snake
like,
Eyes
being a leader.
Snake Eyes just happens to be there, literally. Like, Storm Shadow has, like, the story, like, the villain. He's got, like, the whole family thing dynamic going on. He has everything. Like, Snake Eyes is just like, I'm here for you, bro. Like, and that's
I would have rather this been like a Storm Shadow like movie and just had Snake Eyes already be Snake Eyes, right?
Yeah,
had to show up and fight at certain parts of the movie.
Yeah,
like make this a Storm Shadow origin story. The Storm Shadow is actually the most interesting character in the film.
Yeah, he has the most going on, really, in terms of, like, character. Again, he kind of starts off, like, really good, and he ends kind of, like, not bad, but, like, you know, he's kind of, like, you don't really know which way he's going to go.
He's slowly, he's basically having a mental breakdown, because he wants to lead this, like, ninja sect, and his mother, who is the leader,
his grandmother, seeing,
grandma or his mother?
Yeah, his grandmother,
And she keeps seeing less and less of a leader in him, from the decisions he's making, and it's, like, frustrating him until he basically, you know... At the end, it's not much of a friggin'. You know, if you know the story of G.I. Joe, you know what happens to him.
Yeah, this is G.I. Joe, guys.
He turns to Cobra instead.
Mm-hmm.
But and they have like these random cameos from like Baroness and
Scarlet.
Scarlet, like they're just so shoved in. They're horrible.
They're really shoved in. Like there's no need for them to be in this movie.
No, at all.
And the reason why is because like okay, so this is basically a ninja movie, right? Nobody has. There's very few guns, right? Now, part of the storyline is that they get guns that they never use, which is it's fine, whatever. But yes, when it comes to Scarlet and Baroness, it's like they use guns. Why are they in this movie? Like it kind of breaks like the fantasy element where like okay, they're all using like ancient weapons. That's kind of cool. But then they come in with like, their machine guns and whatnot. And it's like okay, well there goes that because they're just using guns now. So
it's ridiculous.
It's not that exciting anymore.
And we had to talk about the biggest fault this movie has, the underuse of Iko Uwais.
Oh yeah. Oh
How
my
do you
God.
Not you have this guy in your ninja movie.
He's sitting on the bench the whole movie.
He has one fight scene, but like it's just like he throws a couple of people.
It's not even a fight. It's a fight scene as in like the most basic terms you can call a fight scene. Like, you really think he's going to go to town, like, it's going to be crazy, and it never once happens. Nope. It's such a letdown, because, like, it's him. You know it's him. Like, it's like you're waiting for it the whole movie, like, all right, the ending's coming, here
and
we go.
And even the scene that builds up to it, he's sitting there, like, friggin' meditating.
Yeah,
and they all
yeah.
come around him, and it cuts away from, like, a couple of moves and cuts away. I'm like,
yep.
what? He's exactly. the best fighter you have in your film, and you get away from him?
Exactly.
In your ninja movie?
Exactly. Exactly.
The
one guy who really knows martial arts, like who really fight.
The only guy that knows how to fight in the whole movie.
Yep, exactly.
And you go away from him? Like, oh man, this is Mortal Kombat levels of incompetence.
Talk about missed opportunity. It's a missed opportunity.
Unless you're making a hard master movie, why are you teasing us, man?
Yeah.
Which I know you're not, so like let him go. Thank God he lives at the end.
I was going to say, they kill him. Oh, my God. It's like, you really screwed the pooch. You really didn't care.
Never mind, did you not let him do anything exciting?
Now there'll never be anything too exciting for him in the future.
And, you know, and like Frank said, like, the movie, like, it's funny because, like, most of the movie is very down to earth. And all of a sudden, they have, like, these mystical snakes and mystical diamond that shoots fire.
Yep.
And it's like, it doesn't fit, like, with the story.
Yeah,
like, not the story, but the tone of the movie. I mean,
yeah, it doesn't settle on one tone.
It's very serious, but then it has like this fantasy crap in it.
Yeah, like oh, Cobra's selling guns to the Yakuza. Like, okay, that's very serious. Like, that's not. Then you have like Navi from Link show up and like lead the guy on a journey. Cool. Like,
listen,
you know. So it's like again, it doesn't really. And I get it, it's for kids. It's PG-13, but still, like, just settle on a theme and stick with it. That's all.
I forgot what the movie's called now, but we watched a stupid movie with Anderson Silva was the bad guy and the snake. Came out of the water. It was a martial arts movie.
I'm thinking.
Like,
oh,
the guy's a cop and he's trying to hunt down a serial killer of cops.
Oh, yeah. He's like riding the snake in the film as a kid.
That's what this felt like, you know? But like, the movie's so serious and like graphic.
Yeah.
Like, he's riding snake, like these dragons.
Yes, literally, they're like dinosaur snakes or whatever. Like yeah. These ancient, like, you know, gigantic snakes.
I can't remember the name of the movie, that's how bad it was.
Yeah, no, it's like, oh my god, it's like an Invincible Agent or something.
Yeah, something
like that.
Yeah, Invincible something. Yeah, yeah. Invincible
something, yes.
It was really bad. Like, horrible.
Really bad. Don't look it up, don't Google it, don't waste your time. It's really bad.
But it had the guy from Master Z in it, and we expected some good stuff, and it wasn't.
Nope, not at all.
Anderson Silva's like the worst actor I've ever seen.
It was a total letdown, that movie, a complete letdown.
But I'm saying it has a similar problem where like everything else is serious, and then hey, here's a little like dancing snake, and you're like, what? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And here's a diamond that shoots fireballs.
Yep, exactly. Yep, which is like straight up like a video game. It really is. Like and it's not even like cool. Like oh, they set it up really properly. Like it's just like it's just there. It's a MacGuffin for them to get.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But it's just again. It's a goofy
MacGuffin.
But
then they use
MacGuffin.
It.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
If they ever used
exactly.
it, and you don't know if it's mystical or not. I would have been okay.
Yeah.
Like, the
yeah.
dude takes it out and starts lighting people on fire and blowing things up with it.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you're like, okay, so this really does do what he says it does.
It's
not
like Super Mario Brothers over here with this shit.
He does,
crazy.
Yo. He looks like he put a white hat on him and white overalls.
Throw fireballs and shit. Like it's just what are you
ridiculous.
Doing?
Ridiculous. Let me ask you this, Frank. Name three things that you would have done to improve Snake Eyes.
Okay. Obviously, this never would have happened, but radar.
Yes.
It's radar.
We need to talk about that. We'll get to that in the fight scenes.
Radar, first of all. Recasting. I would have recast it, definitely. And I would have gave Iko Uwais much more to do.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it would have. A different cast, a radar script, and just would have made get the people who knew what they were doing, use them more effectively. I feel like nobody, even the actors who can't really fight, I don't think we use effectively too. So it's not just like Iko Uwais has this problem.
Okay, so I would have had the script written again.
Yeah.
Because there's definitely a major problem. I would have took the two G.I. Joe girls out. You know what I mean? Like there was no reason to have them in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. I would have hired an actual second team of action directors that knew how to film action. In this type of movie, I'm not saying I would have got Wu Ping, you know what I mean? But I would have got
a good choreographer.
A choreographer and a second unit director that
knows
how to direct action scenes, right?
Yeah, and not just, you know, try and do the same, shoot all the scenes the same, basically.
Yes, because that's what the Wachowskis did, right? They knew they couldn't film and choreograph the fight scenes.
Mm-hmm.
They brought on Wu Ping
other people.
To film and choreograph the fight scenes for
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I, in this type of movie, you had a big budget martial arts flick, I would have did that.
Yeah.
And the third thing is, like I agree with you 100%. I would have recast Henry Golding.
Yeah, yeah. And he's a different cast. Like, I think all of them, too. Even like, Storm Shadow, he's okay. But, like, I think everybody was miscast in this movie. Mm-hmm. Like, no one feels like they belong in it, really. You could have got other actors, other martial artists to actually play Snake Eyes. I would have done a much better job than he did.
I would have left Iko Uwais, that was it. And, like you said, used him more.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So we'll be right back after this 10-second break, and then we'll break down all the action scenes in this movie. We'll be back in 10 seconds. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And Frank, why don't you start with fights?
Yeah, fights get a 3 out of 5. They're okay. They're good. They're PG-13 fights, so they're only ever going to be so exciting and graphic. There's a lot of swinging of katana swords and a lot of like dodging of katana swords, but there's really no like one-on-one fight scene that I can remember being really good. All the action is very kind of kiddish. It's made for a generally younger audience, and so it's only ever going to be what it is. It's okay. It's a 3 out of 5.
I also gave it 3 out of 5. I thought like there's two decent action scenes that if they were like on TV, I'd probably watch it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
The car chase scene, which is actually the best action scene in the movie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the scene in the rain is kind of fun, too.
Yeah.
But
that's
the problem with the scene in the rain is, like, the camera doesn't stay with one person.
Exactly.
Which is a huge problem Hollywood movies have. We've been
keeps cutting away.
Forever.
Yep.
It's funny, because B-movies, like Scott Atkins films, gets it right, and the Hollywood movie doesn't know how to friggin' do it, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So chase scenes... Okay, so I gave chase scenes a 3 out of 5, because that whole street scene I considered a chase scene,
mm-hmm,
but it's more of like a fight scene.
Yeah,
but there
yeah.
is cars and like things flying, all the people machine gunning out of cars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting. Let's put it that way. The fight and the car chase going on during this scene is really exciting. So I gave it a 3 out of 5.
Yeah, I gave it a 3 out of 5 too, because the best scene in the movie is that scene when they're on top of like the flatbed while the car's on it, And that's and it is a, it's a full on chase scene, and yeah, it's the best scene. That's pretty much what I think is in the trailer is what people probably most will remember from the movie. But again, even that said, it's not that good. Like it's competent. It's you know, it's watchable, but it's nothing that you're gonna like it. You're gonna get too excited about.
What'd you do for stunts?
Stunts, I gave it again 3 out of 5. They're solid. Again, nothing special. Because again, the way they're fighting, when the bad guy gets hit, it's like they just like they don't even fall on the ground. They just like fall out of camera, like out of frame. I didn't really like that. And they focus so much on the hero fighting that they totally forget about the villains that they're hitting to actually show them any kind of impact or anything, which I kind of didn't like that about the film. So, but there are stunts because there's plenty of like it's literally like 30-on-1 fight scenes in this movie. Like you know, but again, they don't really use the stunts tied into the fullest advantage, but what is there, it's competent, it's good, it's not terrible, but they could have done more with it.
I also gave it 3 out of 5, and one of the problems, like you said, is everyone just kind of swings. It's 30-on-1, but everyone just swings swords.
And when they
No
get
one's
hit, they...
swinging them at anyone, right? Like,
No.
they're just swinging them.
And when they get hit, they just like duck out of frame at a camera, and that's it. Like,
Yes.
oh, I guess he's dead now. But they don't show you what happens to the guy.
You know what the fights remind me of? I don't know if you ever saw this. There was this video where, like, thousands of people named Joe went to a park one day with pool
Oh
noodles.
yeah,
And they just all started swinging pool noodles at each other.
Yes,
That's
yeah.
what the fights remind me
Yes.
of, right? Like,
Yeah.
it's just everyone swinging swords, and
And
like, there's a lot going on in the screen, but nothing's like, no one's in danger.
they better explain it. It's like it's also the cinematography because they had this like forced perspective from a front view. It's like so think of it like the hero has a sword and he's running towards the camera, and the bad guys are running away from the camera towards the hero. But it's at eye level, and so everything's flat. So you don't there's no depth there's no depth to it. I don't
Yes.
know how close or far away these guys are, and all you see are swords swinging back and forth on the screen, left and right. And that's all you see. You don't know if he's hitting anybody, if they're hitting him, if they're even close to him. You
Or
have no
sometimes they'll
sense
have
of
it where,
it.
like, the two good guys are fighting, and they're so surround, like, and the camera, like you said, is dead on, and all
Yeah.
the bad guys are surrounding them, and all you hear is click, 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 click,
Yeah,
click,
yeah,
click, click,
yeah.
click,
Yes.
and all you see is metal, like, all over
And
the place, and you can't see the heroes.
as the heroes are fighting, all the other bears are running in front of the camera
Yes,
and
yes,
running
yes.
past the camera and past the fight. So I can't even see what's happening most of
Nope.
the time.
It's just a, it's literally a chaos.
It's a mess. It's a mess.
It's
It's what
absolute
it is.
madness on the screen during
It's
these,
a
like, they're,
mess.
now when they calm down, like in the chase scene fight, you can see what's going on, and it's like, it's good, like, it's good choreography.
Yeah.
But like, when they have like, and there's probably 3 or 4 30-on-1 fights,
Yes, yeah.
because
It
like,
sounds cool. It sounds, oh
no, it's
wow,
not, it
like,
should be cool,
it
but it's
should
not.
be cool. It's not,
It's
exactly.
just clinging and clanging of metal. Like, it's just chaos.
It's just, I'm laughing because I just picture the director like, all right, just go out there and swing the
That's
sword
what
and
he's
we'll edit
telling
it
them to do.
later.
Like, friggin' medieval times. Like, just go out there and start swinging these.
And I know everyone worked really hard on this movie, and I'm sure they did not just do that. But the way it's filmed and
Yeah,
edited,
you're right.
that's what I get from it, though. That's a shame. That's like the sad part about it.
And that's also a symptom of PG-13. Because they're not going to get in close and start showing you those rips and tears of the sword against the body that you would see in other movies, right?
Yeah,
Don't get me
exactly.
wrong, like, Kill Bill had a few scenes where everyone's swinging swords and stuff, but then it gets close, and you see what she's doing to these people to stop them from killing her. This is
Exactly.
just like, and then people start falling and
Yes.
flying, and you're like,
Yeah.
what's
It's
going
like, what's
on?
going on? Exactly. Are they getting hit and they just get pushed to
One
the
guy
ground?
like, will slice a guy this way, but the bad guy will fall the opposite direction.
Yep,
Not even
yep.
pain, but there's nothing like impactful.
It's that thing where like it's like cheap samurai movies where they wipe the sword underneath the bad guy's arm and they're just dead now.
Yes,
Like
yes.
you don't see it impale anybody. It doesn't
No,
actually hurt
no.
anybody. They slide the sword against like their chest a little bit and
Yep,
they're just dead
that's
now.
exactly
That's
what it
it.
is.
That's all it is.
And
No
it's always
blood, no
from, like, you
nothing.
see the swipe from the back. So you're watching
Yes.
the back of the bad guy get swung at, right?
Exactly. Yep. And that's it. That's
No one
every
actually
shot you
gets, like,
see.
stabbed through the chest, like.
No, and again, that's just the symptom of being PG-13. You can't have that. It's too
And there's never
violent,
a
right?
drop of blood on the
No,
swords.
nothing, nothing.
People get stabbed and sliced and fall over, and they're just clean outfit.
Yes. Yep.
It's like, dude, you're wearing a white shirt. Like, you would.
Exactly. You'd be bloody as hell right
Yeah,
now.
no, not nothing.
That's what
But
happened.
okay, so for I gave the special effects a 3 out of 5. Like, they're good. They're really good. Like, yeah, no, the snake effects are horrible, but all the other special effects in the movie are really good. Especially like when they combine the stunts with the special effects, like, it looks good. Like, it looks real, especially like that rain scene. I love fights in the rain, and that came off really good. Like, camera work sucked, but the actual, like, setting and the effects going on were great.
Yeah. I gave it again 3 out of 5. It's competent. It's there. Yeah, the snakes look like something out of a Harry Potter movie,
Yeah, they look bad.
But yeah, everything else is competent. It's good. It works. It works.
What do you do for shootouts?
Okay, so there's really no shooting in this movie at all. Part of the idea is that they're in Japan, and so nobody has guns. And even then, they do have guns, and when Baroness Scarlet comes, she has like a crossbow or something. Anyway, I gave it a 2 out of 5. There's nothing here to talk about. It's mostly, you know, hand-to-hand combat. It's basically like just ninja fighting. That's what it is, most of this movie.
I also gave it 2 out of 5. There is some gunplay, but like you said, nothing like big shootouts. But
no.
There's some gunplay here and there. It's all competent that's there. What makes me laugh is like, in any other movie, when guys are fighting on top of like the flatbed of the car, they'd be trying to machine gun them, but they don't have guns, so they're just like swinging at the truck with swords hanging out the window.
Yeah, they're trying to reach him and everything. They can't reach him far away.
Knocking against metal.
Yeah, it's a joke. Yeah.
Overall, I did give the movie a 3 out of 5, though. I thought it's a fun movie. It doesn't take it. Okay, that's not true. It takes itself too seriously sometimes, but like you watching it, you don't take it seriously. So you could sit there and have a fun Saturday night.
Yeah, I do. Three out of five. It's a solid 3 out of 5. I do recommend it, but definitely wait till it comes out in video or streaming. Don't pay money to see it. It's not that good.
My first similar movie is Ninja Assassin, which I wish the type of gore Ninja Assassin had, this movie had.
Yep.
It probably would have made this movie great.
Yep.
But Ninja Assassin's like kind of almost the same movie.
It kind of is. The story is very similar. The story is not similar, but it's about ninja clans, right?
Style is very similar to what kind of movie it wants to be. And Ninja Assassin's, like, action-wise, is actually better.
Oh, way better. So one of my picks was also Ninja Assassin, which you just did. My other one was Ninja Shadow of a Tear with Scott Atkins. It's probably one of the better, like, or maybe the best, like, truly down-to-earth and realistic ninja movie. Like, there's absolutely nothing mystical about this film whatsoever. Everything, you know, all the fighting is practical. There's practical effects, practical stunts, everything.
And good.
And you're good. And the no, really it's good. It's grade A. It's grade A. Like, it's really good. And there's plenty of it. It's not boring. Like, this story is whatever it is. I mean, is there even a scene in it where literally Scott Atkins just finds buried fucking ninja gear or something, and he just puts it on and just starts using it? It's great.
But, you know, because the movie's so fucking, like, because, like, it's so, the plot's so fucking stupid, I just go with it.
You just go with it, exactly. It's all about the action. It's fun, exactly. And that they get right, that's the best part about it. So definitely check that out.
It has a really good last fight.
It does, yes.
Yeah, him
yes.
against that other master. My second one was Kill Bill for the sword fight, really. For the sword fighting. Because, you know, I have a lot of things negative to say about Quentin Tarantino. I'm just not a fan of his. I know you probably like him a little more than I do.
Yeah, probably.
But, you know, action-wise, like, this is probably his best action movie that he's filmed. Like, he's done some other Django Unchained and stuff. But, like, he really, like, zoned in on martial arts in this
movie.
Yeah,
it's a martial arts
film. And he
films
it really well.
Yeah.
And plus he has Wu Ping choreographing it.
Exactly.
So he wasn't messing around. But, so that's our review for Snake Eyes. I can't say I'm let down because I went in not expecting much.
It wasn't let down, but we also weren't like impressed or surprised really, right? You know what I mean? Like we kind of left like, yeah, it's what we thought, and that's it. Which wasn't much.
That it's
was
better than the other two G.I. Joe movies.
Yes, definitely. At least this isn't that ridiculous.
Yeah,
I guess I get that stupid. Like the G.I. Joe films get really dumb there for a bit.
Which, you know, G.I. Joe is dumb, but at least this like tried to modernize G.I. Joe a little bit. It wasn't like, you know, some guy named like Scum Bucket running around or whatever.
Who like those toxic trash cans at people
or
whatever.
Like everyone has to have a name based off what they really do.
Exactly. Yeah.
At least it's trying to like modernize Snake Eyes, like, you know.
It's for the most part, it is a down to earth movie.
Yeah.
It's not really that good. It gets goofy at the end, but like beyond that though, it's pretty down to earth and serious film.
All right, this is Mr. Action signing out.
This is Frankie Cranks. Until next time.